Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schus of Shalom Mizal Menuvi Zugasom Ar Yitzvah Chayas Chalotzeim. They should be given for the Hasach Hatzlach and Seat Neshmaya, good health, Parnos B'Shefa and Kult of Zela. And B'schus, Esabas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet of Han Herziva Gagun B'kar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Vav tells us, Ha'evin Shebe Keruya, a stone which is in a pumpkin shell. Now why would there be a stone in a pumpkin shell? Well, they had this pumpkin, they hollowed it out, and now they use it as a bucket for drawing water from the well. Now the problem is, this pumpkin shell is very light, and it's just going to float on top of the water. So they attach a stone to it, the stone weighs it down, then the bucket will sink into the water. Now they can fill it up with water, and now they have a very useful bucket. So the question is, does the stone make the pumpkin shell mukta? Now, why would that be? Because this is a discussion regarding basis. Basis means base. And what is a basis? What is a base? So something which is not mukta. For example, like a bowl that's holding or supporting mukta, like if there's money in the bowl. So then it becomes a basis, a base for the mukta, and it becomes mukta itself. So the pumpkin shell here is a base for the stone, and therefore maybe is also usser. So the Mishnah tells us, if we're able to fill up water in this pumpkin shell and the stone is not going to fall out, then we could use it to fill up water on Shabbos. It means that the stone is properly attached to the pumpkin shell and it becomes actually part of the shell, part of this bucket. So therefore, the shell isn't a basis for the stone. The stone is actually just part of this bucket. Vimlav, however, if it's not the case, meaning if the stone will fall out, that means it's not really attached to it. So Ein Mimalan Ba, we're not allowed to fill this pumpkin shell up with water on Shabbos. Something similar, Zmaira, a branch. Now, branch is usually mukta on Shabbos. Sheik shura b'tafiach, but it's connected. It's tied to a pitcher. Memalan baba Shabbos, we are allowed to use this pitcher and fill it up with water on Shabbos. That's because since the branch is attached to the pitcher, it becomes part of the pitcher, and the pitcher is not a basis. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin. Now we're going to be talking about binyan for a little bit. We know that binyan, building, is asur on Shabbos. So creating a solid, permanent roofed structure in oihel is asur midairaisa. This is called an oihel kavua. Now midrabanan, one isn't even allowed to make a temporary oihel, an oihel arai. And that would even mean that taking four poles and stretching a cloth across them is asur. So now in this Mishnah, we begin a discussion of maisifin al oihel arai, adding on to an oihel in a temporary fashion. A person's house is an oihel, and he wants to add on to his house in a temporary fashion. And we're going to see how he's going to do that. The Mishnah says, pekakachalain, a window shutter, some sort of board or curtain or something that he's going to place to cover a window. That's technically adding on to the building, because there's a hollow in the building, that's the window, and now he's covering that hollow. So it's like he's adding on to the building. Is that usur? Rabbi Yezer says, Bismanju kasher vitaloi, if this pekakachalain, this board, is tied to the building and it's hanging, it's not resting on the ground, pekakin bai. So then he can use it to cover the window, to shutter the window. Vimlav, but if not, ain't pekakin bai, then he cannot use it to shutter the window. And why is that? Because let's say it's on the floor. When he picks it up off the floor and puts it into the window, so it looks like he's taking something brand new that has nothing to do with the building and adding it onto the building, and that's called maisifin al oihel arai. Even though it's in a temporary fashion, it's still also according to Rebbe Yezer. And the only time it's permitted is if it's not only connected to the building, but it's also hanging off of the floor, so then it's very obvious that it's already part of the building, so he's not being maisif al oihel. The Chachamim say, benkach u benkach, it doesn't make a difference if it's tied to the building, or if it's hanging, or if it's not tied, if it's not hanging, piking him by, he can use it to plug up the window with. That's because there's no isra of being maisif al oihel arai on Shabbos according to the Chachamim. And we pass like the Chachamim. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with a similar topic with Mishnah Ches and Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.